Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will, be'ezus Hashem, be joining the share. Parshas Vayishlach Tovshin Pei Vav. We're actually going to learn a Meshech Chachma that is the Haftarah of Parshas Bamidbar. Because in this Meshech Chachma, we'll see that he says Pshat in numerous psukim in Parshas Vayishlach. And Bez Hashem will see that in Parshas Vayishlach as well, he has a piece that is a very similar theme, not as detailed in the Psukim as we'll see, and we will Bez Hashem hopefully take a look at that or at least reference it in the Shir. So let us look at the Haftarah of Parshas Bamidbar. The Haftarah of Parshas Bamidbar is Hosea Perek Beis V'hoya Misper B'nei Yisrael K'chol Hayom Asher Lo Yimad V'lo Yisofer. The numbers of B'nei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which will not be measured and will not be counted. So, this is a famous Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, Omar Rabbi Elazar Kalamoines Yisrael Iver Belav. Anyone who counts Klal Yisrael is over belav, you're over on a lav, shenemar, v'ya misbar b'nei Yisrael, k'chol hayom asher lo yimad, should not be measured. Reb Lozer says measuring is a type of counting, and therefore, you're over on this lav. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Amar, over b'shnei lavin, there's two lavin, you're over, shenemar lo yimad v'lo yisofer. Because it says both, lo yimad v'lo yisofer. Now, the Gemara, in the end of Masechta Brachos, Samach Beis Amad Beis, talks about David HaMelech. And Hashem says to David HaMelech, Harei ani machshilcha b'davar, shafilu tineike shabes rabim yoidim oisai. I'm going to make you stumble, David HaMelech, so to speak, challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a nisayin. Hashem says, I'm going to make you stumble in something that even the tineike shabes rabim know. That, like, what is that? And that is the counting of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech was nichshel and he counted Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara over there says, what do you mean, Tinekesh HaBeis Rabbim know that? Dechsiv, Kisisa Asraish B'nei Yisrael Ifkudehem. The Pasuk says in Parash Kisisa, when you are going to count B'nei Yisrael, V'nos Nuish Kaifer, you don't count them directly, rather each one will give a Maxis HaShekel to be counted. So, if you look in the Marsha, Remeir Simcha says, Yehuyin and Chidushi HaGadais, look at the Marsha here in Yuma, Chav Beis Amud Beis. There's two Marshas here. The first one says, Osir Limnas is Yisrael. V'hadilay maizilay Yisura miminyan demayisha b'chatzi shkalim v'loy mono yisal nehadya ki mefurish bey v'loy yebam negef demashma sheham minyan shaylib bay ayin har lohag v'ya negef. So the Marsha is bothered. Why is the Gemara bringing a pasuk in Hosea l'chayra Moshe Rabbeinu? We know count of B'nai Yisrael, lo yeban negev, in order that there shouldn't be a magefa. So you see, if you count, an ayin hara could bring a negev. So says the Marsha, no. Because I might say that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu took half a shekel from everyone, that was a chapara on the chet ho'egel, like it says, l'chaper al nafshei seichem, and that kapara of the chet ha'egel will be the megan shaloi behen negev. So over there it has to do with kapara. Avo b'minyan bazek lo shayach le kapara mishum iser minyan. But when David HaMelech counted, or when Shaul counted, so that was a different type. That was just for counting. V'chad minyan atoim lekel ameimer mishum kapara bo le karbon. So therefore, it's a totally separate type of counting. So the Mashal is bothered by this kasha, why we don't bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gives the tarets that he gives. The next Marsha, Oiver Balav, Shinemer Voya Misbar, Yesh Ludaktik, Amayla Maisvichai Gabba Mikra Dereiza, Dixiv, Visamti Azaracha, Kicholayam, Ashali Yisofer Meroy. So the Mashal asks a question. L'chayra, we have a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasu Yud Gimel, V'yata Amarta, Heitei Ve'yitiv Imach. Yaakov Avinu says to the Rabbi Nisham, you said I'm going to do good with you, V'samti Ezarecha, K'chol Hayom, Asher Lo Yisafer Me'ro'iv. And I'm going to put your children like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted, Me'ro'iv. So the Mashal is asking Akasha, Why did we bring a pasuk? Vaya. Mispar b'nei Yisrael, k'chalei ha-mashalim ha-vali yisofer. As the Isser, to count Klal Yisrael, bring a pasuk from the Torah. V'samti ha-zaracha, parshas v'yishlach. So the Marsha answers, that pasuk's not an Isser, our pasuk in v'yishlach. Ela d'kamer shalei yisofer me'roiv. There's going to be so many that they can't be counted. Ashalei yisofer me'roiv. Machmas ribui. Kol kach. You won't be able to count because there's so many. The pasuk doesn't end off. The word meiroiv in Vayishlach means that's why you won't be able to count them. Not because there's an iser, because meiroiv, there's so many. Mashenkin in Hosea, it just says, don't count them. So the Masha is asking a question, why the Gemara didn't bring a raya from our pasuk here in Parshas Vayishlach. The Masha answers, because the word Meiroiv tells us that it's not an Isser, rather it's a practicality. You won't be able to count them Meiroiv, and therefore the Gemara Numa had to find another pasuk. So this is Remeir Simcha, let's just read it. B'yuma, Amra B'lozer, Kalamoynes, Yisrael, Avir B'lav, Shinemar, Vayis B'nei Sokha, Chalayimah, Shilayimah, Durnach, Mitzvah, Mayvah, B'veiz, Lav, Shinemar, Lo Yimad, Lo Yisofer, Uvisayif, Brachas, Amar, Reina, Machshilcha, Dabash, Avil, Zerach, Shavayam, Yisrael, Dixiv, Kisitza, Reish, B'nei Yisof, Gosh, Yikofer, V'oid, Amai, Loi, Mevi, Misayif, should say, Mereish, V'yishlach, why doesn't he bring from the beginning of Ayishlach, Kichol, Ayoyim, Ayom, Asher, Lo Yisofer, Meroiv, V'yuuyin, Chidush, Agados, look in the Marsha, V'nira. Dr. Meir Simcha. The Yisrael k'shein dvukim ze lo ze nimsholim lo afer. When Klal Yisrael are united, they're dovuk, they're clinging, they're attached to each other. They are nimshal to afer. Because, let's really take a look at some psukim. Should we wait? Voracious. Yud Gimel Tezayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, V'samti ezarecha ka'afar ha'aretz. I'm going to make your children ka'afar ha'aretz, like the dirt of the ground. Okay? In Parshas Vayetze, Chav Ches Yudalid. Last week's parsha, Chav Ches Yudalid. Yaakov Avinu has his dream. Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, "V'hoya zaracha kafar ha'aretz uferatz yama v'keima." This week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu says, "You said v'samti zaracha kichal hayom." So Klal Yisrael's nimshal to afar ha'aretz and to kichal hayom. So says Rav Meir Simcha, afar dirt is when we're united as one. We're dovuk to each other. Why? We find the concept afar imunach agabe karka mivtol bato. Uchmei shamru machnis adam alei kupasei afar v'yisa b'kol tzarchai v'yishayich alei karen zavis. In the olden days, there were dirt floors. So, how did you clean the floor? How did you make sure that your floor was renewed every once in a while? You put more dirt there. So if you take dirt and you spread it over other dirt, it all becomes one unit of dirt. In fact, the Gemara says, if a person wants to bring offer, dirt, into his house to use on Shabbos, for example, he needs to use it to cover something, cover tzaya, dirt, and things like that. Says the Gemara, if you take dirt and you put it on your dirt floor, it becomes like the floor. And you can't use it. It's muksa. It's digging. You can't use it on Shabbos. So, but machnis adam alei kupasei offer, you could take a basket full of offer and put it in your house of oisaba kal tzarkai, and then you'll be able to use it on Shabbos. V'sheyich alei karen zavis. As long as you put it in a specific place, you designated it as to remain separate from your dirt floor. Then it doesn't become part of it. But without that, dirt and dirt together become one unit of dirt. It becomes dabuk, it becomes united with each other. So that's dirt. Avachol hu mechelkim kitanim nifrodim. But sand is not like that. Sand is made up of individual different pieces. You pick up sand, you go to the beach, you pick up sand, you let it fall through your fingers, it all falls, all the granules of sand fall through. They're not attached to each other. You could take a handful, but they're not dovuk with each other. You take a handful of dirt, it becomes one, and it doesn't fall through your fingers. That's the difference between afar and chol. Afar and chol. So says Rav Meir Simcha, V'Avraham, Avraham Avinu, like in Parshas Lech Lecha, Kein Yaakov Terem Hoylid Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu before he had the Shvatim, Parshas Vayetze, Hoyu Roitzim Sheispashe Sheitosam Belikus V'Isparsim. Their mission in life was to publicize and spread Hashem's name, Hashem's godliness into the world. Lochein Yivtiach L'Avraham. And the way that's going to be is, you're going to spread Hashem's name, and people are going to become connected and one. And therefore Avram was promised, V'samdi azaracha ka'afar ha'aretz. Kein li'yakov ha'yazaracha ka'afar ha'aretz. U'chamaysha amru, like it says in the Sifri in Devarim, Amim har yikro. What does the Sifri say? Amim, nations, har yikro. Shemitoysvim geirim b'voyim l'aretz Yisrael. When Goyim are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, V'royim b'chavad Yisrael, and they're going to see the glory and honor of Klal Yisrael, She'en oivdim l'kel echad, that they serve one God. The Medrash over there says that the Ummas Olam are going to come for business to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to say, we came so far. Let's see, what's the pragmatia shel Yehudim? What are Klal Yisrael? What are they involved in? They're going to go to Yerushalayim and see Klal Yisrael serving one Ribbono shel Olam. They're going to go to Yerushalayim. It's just on this morning, Yamin Abramson, who's still part of our, I fell quite behind, in the Nach Yoimi Chabura, that they're learning a pasuk in Yoel, and the Radak over there says that Lasa Lavai, Goyim are not going to be allowed in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to get Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, and a guy is not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, is not allowed in Yerushalayim. Chiddush de Geradak. But anyways, over here, it says they're going to come to Yerushalayim. Now, L'chaira, I asked right away, the Haftarah of Parshas of Cholamay Tzukis, Haftarah of Sukkis, I'm sorry, is that there's going to be a Taina, no Masayim, they're not going to come, Lochul Chaga Sukkis. So he found their Bitzik Saratskin, Zolzayin Gesund, asked the Kasha on this Pasuk in Yael, and he says, Shaloi L'Tzairach. Shaloi L'Tzairach, even Yisrael is allowed to go into the Heichal L'Tzairach, even though normally he doesn't go in. So it means Yerushalayim won't be able to go in Yerushalayim, Shaloi L'Tzairach. That's what I was mechavin to Rebitzik Saratskin's Taretz. There's other places, the first Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'naru Elav Kol Goyim. So, Shaloi L'Tzairach. So over here, they're coming, I guess, for a Tzairach, and they're going to say, En Yofel Yidavik Al Umazu. We have to cling to this Ummah. Says the Medrash. Tamaloymer Amim Har Yikro Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. So they're going to come and they're going to be Zivchei Tzedek Vizeka Offer. That's like offer. Offer is you're going to gather all different nations in, and they're going to become Dovuk in clinging to the offer to Klal Yisrael. V'samti azaracha ka'afar ha'aretz. When Klal Yisrael is united, and then you have more Gerim come, and that's Avraham Avinu was Megayer, and Yaakov Avinu also was out to be Mefarsim Shmoy Shalelikus in the world, in order that they should become and be Medavik themselves to him and to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's ka'afar ha'aretz. But says Rav Meir Simcha, once Yaakov Avinu had the Shvatim, there was a change in the whole jab and ashkafa of Yaakov Avinu. V'ra'a nisoa ki bazeh yisparsam alikus. We don't need to go out in the world and be mefarsam alikus to the world. Pumfakert, we do what we do. We keep the Torah. That enough is mefarsam alikus. V'lo yishkach mipi zaroi. We don't need to go out to the world and get more. Klal Yisrael has Torah and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it's all that's needed in the world. So now, Adarabba. You'll say, so what's the big deal? But still, okay. So we have a Torah, and we have Emunah, and we'll keep it strong. But what's wrong of going out to the world to be mefarsim? What's wrong with bringing them to us and having them connect to us and become a part of Klal Yisrael? No, hayayari lehepech. Yaakov Avinu was now afraid the opposite. Pen yisariv zari b'amim. Klal Yisrael might become too chummy and mix with the umas ha'olam. V'yisboilu b'ham. And become totally bottled to them, totally immersed in them. Klal Yisrael is going to assimilate amongst umas ha'olam. K'may shekasa v'reish v'yishlach al pasuk. Now he says like this. This is a pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach, as we know, after he left Esav. Says the pasuk, "Vayova Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem Asher Beretz Kanan, Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir," and he camped Es Pnei Ha'ir, outside the city, in front of the entrance of the city. Es Pnei Ha'ir. Why is Pnei Ha'ir? Why didn't he go into the city? He didn't go into the city because he did not want to be Me'urav Bein Ha'umais. I have to stay separate. Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. L'chein Bikesh. And that's why in the beginning of the parasha, he said, now he says, Hatzileini no miyad ochi. Save me from my brother Miyad Esav. What's Miyad Achi? Famous Beis Halevi. Sometimes Esav acts like Esav, sometimes he acts like Achi. And that's what he's being medayik here as well, Rameir Simcha. Miyad Achi, my brother, Shalei Yisboilu BeEsav. What's Hatzileini na? Save me from becoming too chummy with him, becoming assimilated, mixed into him. Rakshi Yaakov Yilagoy Mitsuyan Venifram Imanu. Pum Fakar Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Mitsuyanim Sham, like it says Klai Yisalam Mitzrayim. Identifiable, that's Mitsuyanim Sham. Yizgoy Mitsuyan Venifram Imanu. Lachain Omar, that's why here in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu is davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hatzileini no miyadochi miyadesov, save me, because v'ato amarto v'samti ezaracha kichol hayom. He doesn't say kafar ha'aretz. He says kichol hayom. Why? What's chol hayom? Chol hayom is af shiyya bem kitis nifrodim. Now the first thing is you don't find this concept of the dirt becoming one like afar. He didn't bring in Afar. I'm not in the world of Afar anymore, says Yaakov Avinu. Afar, that was for Avram Avinu. That was Yaakov before the Shvatim. They were out to get as many people here to become one unit and cling with us. But now I'm nervous. I don't want that. That's not happening. So who's the Klal Yisrael then? If it's not Kafar Aretz, Kechol Hayom. Chol Hayom is different. Af Sheyiyam Bohem Kitois Nifrodim. Klal Yisrael has a Milo. Chol Hayom, like we said, every granule is separate. We have a Mila that it's possible we could have all types of groups in Klal Yisrael. There's 12 Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is made up of so many different groups. Umehem asher rak shem Yisrael nikra aleihem. And it's possible that there are people in Klal Yisrael who don't act like Yidden. They're not their hanhaga, not their actions. The only way they're considered Klal Yisrael is because of the Yisraelim. They have a name. Asher rak shem Yisrael nikra aleihem. V'chol zeh lo yehad v'oy sama umais. And afilu hachi, even though we're all kitim nifradas, we're like sand. Sand, one's not connected to the other. But still, we don't get washed away by the goyim. We don't get misboil el bein ha'umais. You have an ocean that's threatening, so to speak, with its waves to wash away land. What protects the land? The sand. The sand protects the land. That sand that you go and you pick it up and it's kitas nifradim, it should wash right away. But what happens when a wave comes up against it? It's strong, it protects it. It's the briach that protects from the gali hayam. Kain hamoin ho amim, kahamoyis yamim yamoyun apostle in Yeshaya. the Amim, the world, the nations, they're like a sea that's coming with its waves to wash us away. But Yisrael kechog neged galeim. Klal Yisrael is like the sand that stands up against them. Shagruim shebi Yisrael. Even when we're separate, even those who are only called Yisrael. Miskapsim lehaklal. We all get together in one place. Neged rotzen hisboilus. Because we still want to be Yidden. Unfortunately, these people in Klal Yisrael don't want to be Yidden. They taka do want to assimilate. But Klal Yisrael, the Atzmius of Klal Yisrael, stands up against that. Stands up against, don't come and wash us away. We're like the Chol Hayom. We are like the Chol Hayom. That is why Yaakov Avinu says, V'samti azaracha k'chol hayom. I want to be saved from the Esav. How is that? That's like the Chol Hayom that protects the Yam, the world, the land from the Yam. The Chol Hayom, that's who Klal Yisrael is. But the Chiddush of the Chol Hayom is that even when it's separate, but what happens when those waves come? Those waves, pumfakert! I want to be moisif. This is Remeir Zimchas Kavana. What happens when that water comes to wash away the sand? What does the water do? It makes it that the sand is all clumped together as one. We all unite as one. How does that happen? The water makes it happen. When the Musaylim come against us, Pumfakert, we rise up to the challenge. What's supposed to happen is, all of our divisions are supposed to fall away, we could be Kita Isnifradim. But we unite together as one to fight against the Musaylim, to fight against that Isbailus, that assimilation, that Tumah that wants to come in. We have to let all of the other differences amongst us that really should be highlighted as a mila. Adarabba, we're supposed to learn from the milas of each other. There's all different drachim in Klal Yisrael. Let's learn from each other. But even if we're not learning from each other and we're remaining separate, but when it comes to the Yisaidus Amuna, when it comes to where it's a Klal Yisrael, Kichol Hayom, those waves actually unite us. Now, in Parshas Vayishlach, on the words Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, which Rameir Simcha taught us here in the Haftarah for Dvarim, Haftarah for Vamidbar, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, he didn't want to go into the city. He's staying outside. Atzileinu nam yadochi. We're Kechol Hayom. We're Kechol Hayom. We might be 12 Shvatim with our uniqueness and our separateness. But we are able to stand up against the Umas Ha'ilam, Kechol Hayam. And our job as Klal Yisrael is not to go out to the world to make Kafar Ha'aretz, like Avram and Yaakov before that. Our job is to remain separate. And here, in Parshas Vayishlach, on the Pasuk Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but basically, the Medrash tells us that Ram Avinu, it doesn't say about him, he was Shemir Shabbos, the Medrash says, but by Yaakov it does say Shemir Shabbos, by Yichan es Pnei Ha'ir, says the Medrash, he made Tchumim. Meaning to say, there's halacha by Hilchos Tchumim. Tchumim is not allowed to go walk more than 2,000 Amos, Midrabbanan 2,000 Amos, on Shabbos. Now, what happens if, while you're traveling, again, you're out in the wilderness, and you come to a city, and when you get into the city, you've gone 1,500 amas. The city is 200 amas, let's say. So really, you could go in the city and beyond, because you kept up to 2,000. So in that case, since the whole city is in your 2,000 amas, the city is considered like dalet amas. So you went 1,500, the whole city, all 200 amas, it only counts as 4, then you continue afterwards. What happens if your 2,000 amas ends in middle of the city? So the halacha is you can only go up to that spot. So says Rameir Simcha, the Vayichan is Pnei here because he was Kavat Chumim. Why was he Kavat Chumim? He was Kavat Chumim because when he got to the city, his Chum ended in the middle. It was Shalma Midasa Teichair. So therefore he couldn't travel throughout the whole city. So because of that, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, he didn't even go into the city at all. because he would be stuck in the middle where he wouldn't be able to travel. So Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. That's what Meir Simcha says over there, Pshat in the Medrash. Says, Meir Simcha Vayter, Vatsir Bozeh. And he's coming to explain, why was Yaakov Avinu more makbid on Tchumin than Avram Avinu, like the Medrash says? So he says as follows. Avram Avinu wanted lehofit shitasa v'deyosa belikus l'chal ba'olam. His job was to spread Hashem to the world. Asher choshev ki hu yechidi. He's not having any children. He didn't have any children. So what's his job? He doesn't have children to give it over to. The world. Then he saw Yishmal. Also not so good. L'chei nota eshel. He's going to bring everyone boy olam into the world. Hanefesh asher osu b'charon shabidu l'iraisa. V'gam ho'yezeh b'kavona sholoch l'mitzrayim. Says Rameir Simcha, that's why Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim when there was a Rav. Because his job was to be Mefarsim Hashem in the world. Mokam ha-chochma v'chartumim. Mitzrayim was the center of chochma and chartumim. Lefalpel u'lekarvam l'shitoysa v'achtos v'tayra. He was going there to teach them. That was Avraham Avinu, and like Rameir Simcha said over here, even Yaakov Avinu before the Shvatim. Lo'ikein Yaakov Rosh ha-mitasei shleima. Avram had a Yishmal, he had Yitzchak too, but I guess Yishmal started that. But Yaakov Avinu saw Mitasei Shleimai, and he saw his children are going to be Mo'inu Merkava L'Shechina. They're going to bring Shechina to the world. Like it says, V'rosh Hashem Nitzav Alav. We don't find that Avram and Yitzchak. What's Hashem Nitzav Alav? Means Hashem is coming down based on the future of his children. Ro Lehepech. So he had the opposite hashkaf as Avram Avinu. Kibon of Yunifrodim Amachayrim. Adarabah, we had to be separate. Mugbol mitchum. Vaf lelovin chayis neinech b'tousa. He didn't even try to get Lavan. He's there for 22 years. Why does he convince Lavan? This is Rabbi Nishalom. It's not my thing. That's not what we're doing anymore. V'kos al Rachel, shegon v'atrofim l'avdil emay v'kichavim. And he's upset at Rachel. We don't find Mamash, he was upset at Rachel. But Yaakov was Mekalel, whoever took the trophim. Why was he Mekalel? Because that's not our job. Our job is not to convince other people. Our job is to do what we need to do. Came be Mitzrayim, Yoshim Meretz Goyshin Yifrodim Amim. V'chein l'doris b'uma. E Mekablin Geirim, E Davru Shloimai. Why? Because that's not our job. Our job is internal. Stay separate. Be mefarsim alikus by keeping the Torah, keeping emuna, doing what we need to do. Will automatically be an arlu olam. But we don't go out and do it. We're not looking for them to come to us. We're not looking for geirim. V'zem melitzasam, and that's how Chazal say, like in a melitza, Avram was mekayim eruv tavshilin, tavshilin. Is a lashon of things that are mixed together. He didn't have the boundaries. He didn't make any boundaries. Adarabba, everybody's welcome. His door was wide open. No one. He was afraid. If he closes the door, he makes any boundaries, someone might not come. He says in Mara, we didn't get the mitzvah of Tchumim, even though we got Shabbos and Mara before Matan Torah, because Klai Yisrael was Nisa b'machloikes. There was machloikes in Mara. V'aleinu amal Moshev Aaron. There was machloikes in Mara. V'loi hayaruyin l'mishkan alikus. So we didn't get the mitzvah of Tchumim. Avol b'sinai v'aichan sham Yisrael. Kishachar b'leivachar. We roi l'kabos ha-Torah. We got Tchumim. That's why it says, v'aishka in Yisrael betach badot ein Yaakov. And that's why it says, "Im Toshi Mishavetz Aglecho and Tchumim, v'achalticho nachas Yaakov avicho." If you keep Tchumim, Yaakov is called Tchumim, you'll be Zoiche. Lemida b'loigvul ufaratza yama v'keidma, because of the Tchumim. So this, Rameir Simcha here, it says, Yuyin Sham, is the same idea. He's plugging it in a different way over here into the idea of Tchumim and Tavshila and the difference in Yaakov and Avram Avinu. I know I didn't get to the teretz of why we're bringing the pasuk in Hosea over the pasuk in Vayishlach or the pasuk in Kisisa Esreish. For that, you'll have to look at the end of the Meshech Chachma, how he answers the psukim, how he answers the psukim that Klal Yisrael v'haya misbar b'nei Yisrael kechal hayom. What's the difference between there and the kisisa, and why in the counting? But the idea here was the psukim that he's being mefarish here in Parshas Vayishlach, how there was a change now for Yaakov Avinu, who now had the shvatim, and there was a change in his whole hashkafa, in how he looks at what his job in this world. And from there we learn what our job in this world is. Our job is in the world to do what's right. Our job in the world is to keep the Torah, have our amunah, be kavat chumim, not to be misboilel, adarabah. Our job is just chumim, and memela, if we do that, we unite together. That's how we stave off the gali hayom that try to wash us away. We're like kechel hayom. Internally, we should be kafara aretz. Every one of us should learn from each other, and we should try to learn from the taiva of each other, but not from the world at large. We're not looking to make them as part of us. But kechel hayom, when it comes to tzaris, when it comes to the anti-Semitism, when it comes to Yisbailis ba'amim, adarabah, that should unite us together as one, that we should remain a Klal Yisrael, and Bez Hashem will be zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how Klal Yisrael is oimed together and all, under all circumstances, and Bez Hashem will be zoicha to Yeshua's and the Chamas and the greatest Yeshua in the coming of Mashiach. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.